Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Chasam and Aleph. We're holding on Chasam and Aleph, 12 lines on the top, Yibayis Eima. So says the Gemara, Yibayis Eima, another teretz, why I need a leha, why I have a mina, that you would do Yibam with an erva, even though Eina Seyde Chaleisa Seyde Sheesh Bakaris, is because Asya Be'akesha Midrab Yaina, I would have said that you have a hekesh to allow Yibam with an erva. The hekesh of Rabbi Yaina, the Amr Rabbi Yaina, Vitim Rabbuna Bered Rabbi Yeshua. The Amr Akra, the Torah says, after the parasha of Arayis, at the end of the parasha, it says, Kikol Asher Yasim, Mikol Te'eva Se'ilav, and Nichrasu, it groups all the Arayis together, and it says, anybody who does any of them is Chayiv Kares. So, Ukshu Kol Arayis Kulan Le'ishasach. Memelu, we could say that all of the Arayis are Hukash Te'ishasach. Ma'ishasach, Sharia, just like Eishasach, that's classic Yibam, is with the brother's wife, so just, and even though she's an Erva, so just like Eishasach is an Erva, and she's Mutter B'makam Yibam, Afkol Arayis Na Misharion, and so too, I would have said that you could learn out from Eishasach that all the Arayis are Mutter B'makam Yibam, Kasa Rachmana Aleha, so that's why I need the Drasha of Aleha to teach us by Achis Isha that there's no Yibam, and Memela, I learn out from Achis Isha that who had in all the other Arayis, there's no Yibam with an Erva. Now, Amr Le Ravacham, we did to the Ravina, the Michti, let's see, Kol Arayis, comes out, you have Eishasach that's Mutter B'Yibam, you have Achis Isha that's Asher B'Yibam. So you can learn out from Eishasach that all the other Arayis are Mutter, or you can learn out from Achis Isha that all the other Arayis are Asher. So my chaz is the Akshatul Achis Isha, Akshinul Eishasach. Why is it that you chose to make the Hekesh to Achis Isha? You could just as easily make it to Eishasach and say that an Erva is Mutter B'Makam Yibam. Says the Gemara two Terutzim. Terutz number one, Yibayis Eima L'Kula V'Chumra L'Chumra Makshinan. The klal is, anytime you could go L'Kula L'Chumra, with a hekesh, so we always go l'chumra. So that's why we compare it to Achis Isha, and we say that the Arayis are Asr b'makam Yibam. Yibayis Eima, or different teretz, is that it's more comparable to Achis Isha, because Achatre Isuri, V'Achatre Isuri, Utre Mitre Alfinon, the other Arayis in Achis Isha are all two Isurim, there's Eishes Ach, plus whatever erva it is, and therefore we would rather learn out two from two of al hachachad isur of a trei mechad ulay alfinan, as opposed to eishasach is just one shei meser, so that's less comparable to the other arayis which have two isurim. Rava Amar, Rava says, Inachanami Evrolitzrichakra. You've been asking this whole time, why do I need a leha to teach us that there's no yibam with an erva? Inachanami, you don't. An erva doesn't need a drasha. Deina say the chaleisa say sheesh bakaris. It's pasha that the assay of yibam won't override the leisa say sheesh bakaris of arayas. Kitzrichkra lemeisar tzara. The reason why I need the drasha though, the Braisa lemeisa brought the drasha, Rava's not arguing on the Tano. The reason why the Braisa brought the drasha is because it's through that drasha that we also learned the patura of its tzara's erva. That needs a drasha. The erva itself is pasha misvara, but the tzaras erva that we learn out from a pasuk. Ask the Gemara on Rava of erva leitzuchakra. Is that really true? The lashon of the brisa there is vatani. We learned in that brisa on Gimel and Beis that ain li elahi. The brisa says I only know from this drasha so far that she herself, the achiz isha, is pater. How do I know the tzara? So it sounds like we need the drasha for her. Says the Gemara, no mishum tzarasa. It's a shtikol avdafka. Really, we were just bringing up the point. We were just leading up to the case of tzara. Avakatani ein li elahein. When we learn out all the other arayis from achiz isha, so it says, okay, fine. So now I know all the other arayis that they're pater from yibam. How do I know that the other arayis pater the tzaris? So it sounds like we need the drasha even for them themselves, for the erva themselves. Says the Gemara, no, again mishum tzareisayin. It's a shtikol avdafka. We were just leading up to the tzaris. Well, ask the Gemara now a different kasha on Rava. Tashema, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Oimer said, Rabbi, Lakach Lakcha, the Yavam Vivma, La'asur Tzaris V'arayis, be darshins from the extra hay of Ulakacha, and from the extra hay of Yavama, that Tzaris are Asur and Yibam, and also an Erva is Pater from Yibam. So you see, we have a drasha for an Erva, not like Rava. Says the Gemara, Emo La'asur Tzaris Shel Arayis. Doesn't mean Tzaris and Arayis. Rabbi meant to say, Tzaris Shel Arayis. Ask the Gemara. So it comes out, Rabbi was just darshaning from here one halacha, just the fact that a tzara is pater, but trei krei kanasavle, but he's bringing two psukim, two words, ulakacha and yivama. So my lav, chad la erva, chad la tzara, luchari, he's gonna learn out two halachas from there. One that an erva is pater, and then another that tzara is pater. Says the Gemara, loy, idi vidi la tzara. They're both drushes for the tzara. Chad l'meisar tzara b'makay mitzvah, uchad l'mishri tzara shalai b'makay mitzvah. It was from ulakacha, that's where we learn out that a tzara is pater from yibam, and from v'yivama, we darshan that it's only b'makay yibam, only b'makay mitzvah, that's when a tzara's erva is problematic. But shalai b'makay mitzvah, if a stranger, if Baruch is married to Bracha and Shprinza, and Baruch dies, so then Shimon, who's Bracha's father, is allowed to marry Shprinza. That was the example we gave, because that there's no din of Tzaris Erva when it's Shloi B'Makim Mitzvah. It's only B'Makim Mitzvah, that's when we have the din of Tzaris Erva. My time, what's the drasha? Because it says, it could have said Via Beim, and it said Via Vama, B'Makim Yibam, Huda Asira, Tzara, Shloi B'Makim Yibam, Shariat Tzara. We derive from there that this whole thing, Halacha, that we're saying, that the Tzaris Erva is Pater, is Dafka in the case of Yibam, but if it's not a case of Yibam, so then there's no din of Tzaris Erva. The truth is that our mission is meduyik like Rava, that there's no chiddush in the fact that an erva herself is pater from yibam. Why is it meduyik? The katani, the lashon of the mishnah is chamish esrei nashim patrei tzariseyan. It says in the mishnah that there's 15 women, they pater their tzaris. Vilu paturaisu patreis like katani. It doesn't ever mention in the mishnah the fact that the erva herself is pater. It doesn't say that they're pater and they pater. It just says right away they pater the tzara. Why not mention the fact that they themselves are pater? So Shema Amina, it sounds like Rava, because there's no chiddush in that. There's no chiddush in the fact that the Erva herself is Pater. Any drasha that we made was only for the Tzara. Mamish, like Rava said.